KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
Well, today we're going right to the top at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. We have the CEO, Jason Kronk, with us. Hi, Jason.
Hey, John. Good to be here.
And, well, you know, today, so many things we can talk about. The first thing I want to say is I want to congratulate you on the retreat at Buffalo Hill. George Ostrom is staying there, and both Robin and I have had a chance to visit him there. And what a fabulous facility.
Well, it's been quite a gift for our community to have a nice, comfortable place where people have their own private room, private shower. You couldn't ask for better accommodations if you need to recuperate. I'm, of course, biased, but I've been in this industry for pushing on 30 years, and I think we've developed something that is best in class that you would find anywhere in the country for this type of post-acute services. So I'm glad that you saw something there that was well received, and George is getting, I think, great care, and he's comfortable.
Yeah,
and,
very much so. As comfortable as a guy can be with a broken hip.
Yeah.
I tell you,
whoa.
Okay, we want to talk really about technology today and how technology is making things better for the residents at Emmanuel Lutheran.
Well, you know, today technology is changing so fast, and we're probably not unlike many industries where we're bombarded with several software that's trying to make life better for us as we get older, and ways that we can care for people in a more efficient way and in a better way than we hadn't been able to in the past. And we've been trying to capitalize on that. Our foundation raised money this past year to help us purchase new software that allows residents in our memory support area, our folks that have Alzheimer's. It's a software that allows them to communicate with pictures on the computer, either to family members, through the internet, and you know, people that live in our lodge have different degrees of cognitive challenges, and when they can still function in the early stages of Alzheimer's, they can still use that software to surf the internet or play games. And so we're bringing simple technology like that to our residents. We've just saw something this week that was outstanding. It was a company that has a new software to help prevent falls.
Wow.
And in our industry, we have the largest risk that we have are people that fall. Residents, as they get older, they may trip and they may fall in their room. And of all of the places that people fall, most of them are in our nursing home, in the Emmanuel Skilled Care Center, in our retreat. And so this new software has, it's virtual, so you won't notice that it's in the room, but it's something that you're laying on, for instance, in your bed, and it detects and anticipates you getting up. And it's the artificial intelligence, if you will, the technology that anticipates someone getting up. And when it does, it will alert our staff who carry iPods, and they will be told this person's at risk of getting up, and they are. It's to give them a few minutes. In fact, there's a device that hangs on the wall in the room that would simply say, "Please wait for help," if it detects someone trying to get up. And so this is something that we're really excited to help. It's been demonstrated in other nursing homes, and it's shown tremendous success in reducing the falls. And so technology's coming to us in many different ways. Those are a couple of examples, I guess.
Wow. How about this one called Never Too Late?
Yeah, that's the software I was talking about that we're bringing to our lodge. It's Never Too Late. But I will say that we have a software that you can, it sits and you walk towards it. It's for our residents who live anywhere independently, mm-hmm. and it measures your gait, and it says it'll tell us if you're starting to, your steps are going to be slower, closer together, and we can talk to our independent residents saying, you know, it looks like your gait is slower, so they'll be able to independently work on their exercise to remain independent. It'll also help you with your golf swing if you really want to know how to golf like Tiger Woods. It'll actually mirror your golf swing to see what's different between you and Tiger. So it has all kinds of applications that we're maybe going to use as far as our residents.
What's different between me and Tiger Woods? About 350 yards.
Yeah, you might find it's far apart.
Jason Kronk is our guest. He is the CEO of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities and a future. This is one of the things I think is so cool about you is your vision for what this can be. Yeah. You aren't satisfied for what it is. You want it to be more than it could possibly be.
Absolutely. We're in our final phases of our remodel, our multi-year, multi-phase campus expansion and repositioning. And so we're in the final phase of updating our final wing of the nursing home. And in that is our big A-frame and our main entrance. And our plans are to update that space. And so we're putting plans together. Part of that update is creating destinations for people that live in the nursing home, in our manual skilled care center, in our retreat. One of them is a computer lab or a computer area. And today we have technology. We have a couple of young people, unfortunately, that have conditions that they can't move their arms or their legs, and they're alive inside, but they're limited on their mobility. And so these young people, we're looking for technology that they can surf the internet with their eyes. That's amazing.
Wow.
And so we're looking we're going to be doing some fundraising for some of the special technology that we want to bring to our residents. But it's not just for our residents today. It's for the future residents who need that type of comfort and technology to enjoy living there.
Well, with the opportunities ahead also come challenges, and we'll talk a bit with Jason Kronk about some of those challenges next. So what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance. Surround yourself with majesty and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now, back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
My guest is the CEO of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, Jason Kronk. And, we talked about some of the visions you have, and we'll never get to all of them, I'm sure. But yeah. but let's talk a little bit on the other side of the equation, challenges, because without them, well, you know what? Life's too easy.
Well, I know. We are a service industry, a service business, where we depend on a large labor force. We have about 300 individuals that live at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, from independent living, assisted living, our memory support, our post-acute, and our long-term care. And we have about 300 employees that work there full and part-time. And we're probably not unlike a lot of service industries in the Valley. We are always looking for good people. And this year has been a challenging year, more than any year that I've been there. I think I'm working on my 7th year as a CEO at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. And this past year, we've really had a difficulty in the Valley with all the area nursing homes finding certified nursing assistants. And we've had to retool and to look at ways that we can hire staff off the street and provide them with the tools to become a certified nursing assistant. And we found something online where someone can take an online class now that we'll pay for, and in 1 month they can become a certified nursing assistant. And that's technology compared to traditional classes at FVCC, which we still support and want to encourage people to use. But the course at FVCC is a 4-month course. So it's a lot shorter to take the online course for 1 month, and we'll employ them as a personal care attendant while they take the class, and then when they're done, they're a certified nursing assistant, and they can begin to provide the care that they're trained to provide. And then also wait staff. You know, many restaurants in the Valley are challenged with finding good wait staff to wait tables. We have 7 restaurants, our tableside service dining areas across our campus, from independent living dining to assisted to memory support. All the different living environments have their own dining restaurant service. And I say restaurant because sometimes people have the connotation that we're an institution, and it's institution food where you cook and hold, and you just, it's really a two-order kitchen. We order, we make the food as ordered, and so that it's brought in that same standard and quality that people have come to expect going to a restaurant. Now, our restaurants are a little unique compared to the restaurants in the Valley because we have a high repeat customer.
Yeah.
They never leave.
Right.
And so we have to have a menu that's always varied and interesting and also of high quality so that people are happy and satisfied. But there's a challenge with recruiting staff in our area, but we've created some leadership programs for growth. Our culinary department, we've just put together or putting together training videos for them to reach certain levels of certification as a cook all the way up into a sous chef. And so they can ultimately, when they're done with those courses, taking them online, they can go to the CIA, the Culinary Institute of America, and take the actual certification course and become certified. So we're building career paths for our back of the house dining team so that they'll be better prepared to provide exquisite meals that look great, taste great, but there's a formal process, and that's attractive to people. People mm-hmm. want to grow with their career and not just stay in one place.
And of course, that grows their income too.
And it grows their income. There's recognition. We have chef coats that will have their certification one or certification two that they'll be recognized, but also monetarily for the increased knowledge responsibility as they gain those credentials.
And so what are we, I guess, what are the basic qualifications you're asking for, let's say, in somebody who's a personal care assistant?
You know, we look at attitude. We want to hire a person that has a great attitude and a compassion for caring for people, and that's the intangible. We can't teach attitude, what people bring to work every day, and that feeds into our culture that makes Emmanuel such an attractive place to live and work. The people that work there are smiling, they're happy, and they bring that every day. And if we can find the right attitude, the right person that is there for the right reasons, we want to invest in them to reach their goals, whether it's a certified nursing assistant, or we just are awarding right now $7,000 through our foundation for this quarter for 10 of our employees to continue their education. So they made application to our scholarship committee through the foundation, and they have awarded up to $7,000 this quarter alone for staff to, you know, reach their goals, whether they're going on for an RN or going on to be an LPN or working in the maintenance field, working on a certification with technology, with maintenance. We have a varied variety of educational courses that people are pursuing, and we want to support.
Our guest is the CEO of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, Jason Kronk, and we're going to come to my favorite part of our discussion, and that is Jason's look at the future and what he sees ahead. You're going to find this fascinating. We'll do that next. Once you've partially recovered and released from the hospital, you need to rehabilitate prior to returning home. But the last place you want to be is in a facility that feels like one. Yet the services available are crucial for your recovery. The perfect blend of both comfort, privacy, and technical services for a proper recovery. The retreat also features the nation's only anti-gravity treadmill. And being an extension of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, with their focus on promoting whole person wellness, that means that you're going to have plenty to do while you recover. For more information, or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, please call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Our guest is the CEO of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, Jason Kronk. Okay, Jason, let's hear it. Let's hear it. Tantalize me.
We are a forward-thinking organization led by a forward-thinking board of directors who has embarked on this multi-year, multi-phase campus expansion repositioning. And so we're at the time of winding that down by completing the final phase of our of our nursing home remodel to have a beautiful home for people that need long-term care and have a great living environment there. But we're also looking to meet the needs of independent living residents. We built those beautiful apartments on the corner of our property that have filled up within the first month, I think, that we opened. That was a year and a half ago. We have 75 people on a wait list that have given us a deposit that want to be in our independent living residence, but we just don't have the space for them. So we're looking to find ways to create additional independent living residences. And simply on our campus, we're looking to build townhomes over the next year or two on our campus that would be independent townhomes with covered parking on the corner of our property. So it's another addition. We can only build four new townhomes, but it's trying to maximize what we have on our own property. And we're looking at different ways that as people are aging in place, you know, there's 10,000 people turning 70 every day as that beginning demographic, that 20-year demographic called baby boomers. So for the next 20 years, that demographic is going to go from 10,000 turning 70. In 10 years, there's going to be 20,000 people turning 70. And with those numbers, as they begin to think of I don't want to cook anymore and I just want to enjoy my life, we can't build bricks and mortar fast enough to meet the aging demographics. That's the reality. And so we have an exciting program called an Emmanuel at Home program that we're seeking grants for right now to launch. This program would allow someone to become a member of our campus, live at home, but if they wanted to, they could come and dine with us, come to our auditorium for presentations. They can work out in our indoor pool, hot tub, our exercise room. They can enjoy all the amenities, go home every night, where they know that if something happens, they have preferred access to our assisted living, our long-term care, our post-acute care, whichever they need. And we'll also, if they wanted to, we could provide them housekeeping or provide them a meal or provide them with some maintenance services in their home, which allows them to, stay in their homes longer. But if they ever did move in, we could credit a portion of their fees that they've paid to a future entry fee moving into our campus. So there's an exciting new service that really is expanding our independent living in our community without bricks and mortar, and it's happening in other communities across America. We're seeing this kind of evolution of our campuses as our communities age. In Montana, we're the fifth fastest growing aged state in the country. Fifth, you know, wow. It's up there with Florida and Arizona and you know, Pennsylvania. Montana's number five, so we are aging faster than 45 other states. So we have to confront these challenges, and how we're going to meet those needs is what we're trying to do every day.
Well, what you're talking about here, aging in place, this is going to require a transportation system within Emmanuel Lutheran.
Yeah, we're looking at transportation, and as everything goes, you know, we've seen a changing landscape with transportation. There's been transportation provided from communities where we bring a scheduled pickup or delivery in a neighborhood. That's happening. But we've seen also Uber and Lyft as a way to help people get from one place to the other using today's changing, you know, landscape of transportation. So we're going to be looking at all options to help people with transportation and be supportive. I think one of the things of being a member of our Emmanuel at Home is that we will be their beacon. If they have questions about transportation or how we can help them, they can call our number where we have a person ready to assist them with trying to coordinate transportation from here and there.
Well, it almost makes me anxious to hurry up and get old enough to come there.
Well, we'll leave the light on for you, John.
All right. Gosh, what a great conversation as always. Very inspiring. Jason Kronk, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, John. Appreciate being part of your program.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.